The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Yesterday, Nigel Farage launched the Reform Manifesto, or what he has called a contract with voters. However, he stated that his pledges won't really come into effect until 2029, when he may lead a government. Meanwhile, Rishi Sunak has received another blow following a new poll. Joining us to tell us all is television presenter with TRT World, Enda Brady. Enda, good morning.
Morning, Pat. Great to speak to you.
What did you make of the Farage launch yesterday in Wales?
Well, I thought the choice of location was really interesting because Wales is not somewhere that he would be massively popular as a person. You know, his kind of core base is the home counties, the areas around London and the southeast of England. But he's gone to Wales very deliberately and he chose quite a deprived part of a deprived town. He went to Merthyr Tydfil, so it's an old mining community, and he chose the local community centre in what locals will tell you is one of the roughest parts of the area. And he's done that quite deliberately because there's been a Labour government in Wales for years. And Farage was making the point, basically, with the optics of all of this, that if you vote Labour, this is how your country will end up looking. So it was quite disingenuous. But look, he gets an awful lot of headlines. I describe him as a human walking headline. But he certainly lands his message. But I thought the optics were interesting. A place where he has very little support, but he went there to make a point.
And there wasn't a McDonald's selling milkshakes nearby, I presume?
No, there was a heavy police presence. And it was interesting, some of the newspaper reports this morning, a taxi driver who dropped journalists off said that he wished he could have said that he had never seen so many coppers outside that place before, but he said it wouldn't be true. So there was quite a strong police presence outside the community centre, nobody chucking anything at him.
Now, what were the broad planks of his approach in this contract? Because I think the surprising headline that comes out of it is that he doesn't expect, and no one does actually, but he admits, I don't expect to win this damn thing, but give me 2029 and you'll see something else.
So I think the big headline, so there was lots of plans for spending cuts and tax raises and, you know, clever kind of, well, the one interesting idea I thought he had was that removing VAT on private medical healthcare and treatment. And his idea and thinking behind that was that if you remove VAT, you'll get more affluent, wealthy types who perhaps will go and have their treatment privately if VAT is taken away. And then that, of course, would remove the strain on the National Health Service. So that's an interesting idea he's floated. But look, economists have been through his, it is a manifesto, even though he's calling it a contract with the people. And economists are saying that none of it adds up and the spending cuts just can't be funded, and the tax cuts will actually end up costing more than they would bring in. So it was interesting. But look, the headline of the last 24 hours is the fact that he says he's going to run for prime minister in 5 years' time.
Now, the other ideas, you know, migration was obviously a big thing in the whole Brexit campaign. But here's one, an extra payroll tax on companies that employ foreign workers. What's that all
look,
about?
Look, he's never hidden his hatred, ultimately, of foreign workers. He keeps giving interviews saying how uncomfortable he feels hearing other languages spoken on the tube in London or on trains. You know, London's a city of 8 million people with about 200 languages spoken in it. You get on a tube carriage in London and you can hear anything from Pashtun to Osgoelga. And Farage doesn't like that. And, you know, he's certainly, what he's trying to do is appeal to, you know, your core 70 plus ultra conservative voters who think migration is off the scale. And, you know, as ridiculous as some of his policies are, taxing companies that employ foreign workers, well, that's every company in Britain, probably every company in Ireland as well. Ultimately, what he's trying to do here, it's red meat for a very certain type of voter who all their lives have been conservative, and he wants to win them over.
Now, looking at the spending plans of all the different manifestos, the smallest spending is projected by Labour. The Conservatives are in there. I don't know where the SDP are. The biggest spenders are, believe it or not, the Greens. Well, they won't have much of a presence, I think, on any ticket anywhere. And just below them is the Reform Party of Farage. And all of them saying whatever the spending is, whether it's big or small, it depends on economic growth. Now, here we have Nigel Farage, the architect of Brexit, which has destroyed many parts of the British economy, and they want economic growth.
Yes, it's this word, the buzzword, growth. Look, Liz Truss, bless her, she came in and she had this great idea about growth and damn near destroyed the British economy and the pension system in a matter of days and had to go. Look, Farage will talk growth. I'm not sure how much of a serious politician he is. You know, when people drill down into what he's actually saying, he's a populist. And everything he's saying right now is to get votes and to get him into a position where, if the polls are to be believed and Sunak loses and Starmer has a monster majority in Parliament for the next 5, possibly 10 years, this is all about Farage basically having the Conservatives come to him in 3 weeks' time and saying, Nigel, we want to do a pact. And then somehow reform gets assumed into the body of the Conservative Party and he puts himself up as a prospective leader. That's what people think.
Now, Rishi Sunak found in a poll of polls that no one actually believed his plans were affordable. And he's still trailing, but not trailing reform after yesterday. And there's only been one poll which put reform ahead of the Tories.
Yeah, look, it's hard to read what's going on with the polling with regard to the Conservatives and reform because of flip-flops. But whatever way you read it, you know, fighting over 1% differential between a party that's basically just Nigel Farage and a whole load of very strange people with very, very odd ideas across the UK. I'm not sure it's quite a good thing for Sunak, really, even to be in the same conversation as Farage, because Starmer is consistently polling between 42 and 46%, and Sunak is happy with 19%. You know, people are talking about what a good defeat would look like. Yeah. And Conservatives are saying that a good defeat would be having 120 MPs left. That's terrible.
All right. On that pessimistic note for the Tories, Enda Brady, presenter with TRT World. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.